A lot of your main things here in the Parsha, Parsha Man, Parshas Amolek, Kriyas Yamsuf, major, major themes. Every part of the Torah is the work of Shem Hashem, but I want to begin with Parsha Man. Mr. Burris says there's a concept to say Parsha Man, Hon Yom V'Yom. It's for a school for Parnassim. The Shabru says that it's a Tov Lomar Parsaman Kol Yom B'Yom. There's a Yiratzon before and a Tefillah at the end of it, which we say during the week. Shabbos and Yom Tov, you could say Parsaman, but not the Tefillah. Because you know that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not supposed to make Bakashas for Adashmas. You are allowed to make Bakashas for Rufnias on Shabbos. Think about what we say. Elokeinu Elokeinu Mitzeinu Mukhaseinu. Let our rest be good. Kashenu Mitzvotzecha. Retire Libeinu. Those are all Bakashas. Hashem just leads up from the Rav and from Ramosha Zatzal and the Rav Zatzal. Make Bakashas for Inyani Ruchnius. That's fine for Shabbos Yom Tov. But for Gashmius, we don't do that. Okay? So, it's a good tefillah. But you have to understand, tefillahs are, you know, it's not a trick or a gadget or a gimmick. We pray to Hashem, we believe in Hashem, of course. We learn Torah, we daven, and it's an added concept. Yes, Nate.
Yom Tov.
Yom Tov also. You don't say the tefillahs.
You don't say the
tefillahs. You don't say the tefillahs or the tefillah afterwards. So that's you should be aware of. Mr. Bruce in the beginning, I think it's Siman Aleph that says that. Now there's something unique in Parsha Zaman. If you get a chance, I'm falling behind a Renish Time Mikra, caught up in an intercession. But if you look from Isaac, the word complaining appears seven times in Parsha Zaman. Tuna, seven times. It's very, very telling. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not like fetching, does not like complainers. Seven times it says about how Klal Yisrael complains, and I think the prophet doesn't like that. So I want you to keep that in mind in general in life, that it's not good to be a good fetcher, because people don't want to be around a fetcher, and just like, you know, that means you kind of like have the attitude that is coming to you. So you have to realize and eradicate that. But I wanted you to keep this in mind, this halacha about the din of what the Parsha Man, that's what I wanted to start with, and this notion of not complaining. Seven times you count up the verb, it's an amazing thing what it says. Okay? Now, we find in the Shira's Yamsuf, when we sing a Shira, it says, Zekeli Vandehu, which we learn in the Gemara, Elokei Aviv Ro Memenu. This is my God, and I will glorify Him. The God of my Father, I will exalt Him. You guys ever, you do Shnayim Mikra, you guys do Targum, yeah? So you know what the Targum says in this Pasuk? Listen to this. This is my God, and I will glorify Him. The God of my Father, I will exalt Him. That's the Pasuk. Targum Lukva says, this is a declaration, a commitment to build the Beis HaMikdash as a resting place for Hashem. I want you to guys get it. Every so often you'll have the Targum with this tremendous finish. He says, what's the talk about the Beis HaMikdash? Or House of Glory? Beis HaMikdash. The Zekin Avil Merom Medu. Targum says, refer to Beis HaMikdash. Although this is a beautiful and lofty concept, why didn't it specifically occur to them to accept this project upon themselves at that time? Wasn't it sufficient until we got to our Sinai, where they would receive the mitzvah together with all others? Already at Kriyas Yamsuf, we're talking about what? We're talking about the concept of what Beis HaMikdash. So I think the following story will help answer these questions. One of the great yeshivas in Europe, where the students were renowned for the extensive knowledge of Torah, the students were once eating lunch together discussing a certain Torah topic. One of them volunteered his opinion on the topic, to which one of his peers sharply responded, don't you know what you're saying is explicitly written in Taisus? So you're trying to tell me a Kiddush? It's enough of the in Yiddish, it's enough of the Taisus. Like you think he's in the cafeteria. So upon realizing his oversight, the first student, the first Talmud became overcame with shame. humiliation. He quickly left the room. The young man proceeded to spend the next several years in isolation, studying with unprecedented asmodic, and went on to become one of the great Gedolei HaDor. There's one problem with his actions. He forgot the bench. A great Rosh Yeshiva was asked for his thoughts about the propriety of the student's actions. He made a decision at that time that he would try to be one of the Gedolei HaDor, but at that same time he forgot the bench. He responded, "Well, I can't justify neglecting the mitzvah of the Yoraisa. One thing's certain. If he would have paused for the few minutes necessary to recite Birkas HaMazon, his initial burst of inspiration would have dissipated, and he would have never been made out of the room to continue on the path that he did." It's an interesting answer, no? Returning to our kasha, Rabbi Eliyahu Mishofsky notes that Rashi writes that the clarity of the divine revelation at the Yom Suf was so great that Masharah Yechezkel ben Buzi, Masharah Shifta Yam, Lora Yechezkel ben Buzi. A Shifta on the Yam saw a greater revelation than Yechezkel ben Buzi. Yechezkel ben Avi saw the Maaseh Merkava. The level of revelation was so great. And they sort of recognized how wonderful it was to experience firsthand the spiritual heights that accompany such closeness to Hashem. However, they also recognized that grading of building with the appropriate splendor and glory that is becoming an earthly dwelling place for the Shekhinah would be a costly and time-consuming endeavor. When the time would come to broach the subject in the future, they feared that they would have lost the spark that they currently were experiencing and would veto the project as too difficult. When they had the feeling, guys, that's when you need to make the what? That's when you need to make the commitment. And they had that feeling at Kriyas Yom Suf. Since they had that feeling at Kriyas Yom Suf, therefore what? They had that feeling at Kriyas Yom Suf, therefore what do we need to do? We need to make the commitment right then and there. So in order to prevent this from happening, they specifically proclaimed in unison their willingness to undertake this project at that time when they experienced the need and the value of directly connecting to Hashem. Although giving the Torah our Shiva was just around the corner, the interim period would cause them to slightly forget the great joy they had experienced in the divine revelation of Yom Suf, which would make the acceptance of this mitzvah that much harder. From the time to experience, okay, so they needed to do it right then and there, because it was a time period between Har Sinai, how many days? And Kriyas Yom Suf, right? 40 days, 42 days? From time to time, they experienced inspiring events, such as an uplifting shiur, a meaningful Yom Kippur, or a seemingly miraculous sign from Shemayim, which motivated us to make major life changes and become better people. Unfortunately, all too often, we're unable to maintain that initial fervor and zeal, and the promises that we made in the excitement of the moment gradually get forgotten. Let us learn from the shiur of the Yom that the only way to preserve the inspiration that we experience at such moments is to make clearly defined practical means that enable us to sustain the initial spark. So that's why the time that the Gilui Shekhinah at Kriyas Yom Suf, we made the commitment to build a nice place in Mikdash. That's why Targum Mukhlis says that Gilui Banveyu is referring to what? Is referring to building a base in Mikdash. You follow me? Because that was the time where the spark was. And we should what? And we should build the base in Mikdash at that time. Now, that's a tremendous Kiddush. You've got to keep it in mind. You've got to make the commitment. So I want you to make sure, when you look at that Targum Mukhlis on that pasuk, it says base Mikdash. You know, what's the pasuk? That was the time of the feeling. You got the mahala? The first mouth is the kvetching. Parsaman, parnaso. Second one is what? Second one is this, when you feel the yilushin, that's when you make the commitment, like you find here. It wouldn't have been enough to do it by heart. Okay. Now, the lisa, let's continue. What's the lashon of the pasuk? Go ahead, Ricardo. Thank you very much, Nathan. It says,
starts on the page before.
Thank you very much. Taki Dushbachti Dechiva Hashem, Ma'amar Benemer, Dehavli Lacharek, Dein Elahe, Evnele, Makdisha Eloha, Da'abasa, Ve'efla Kadamoy. Makdisha, where's Makdisha in the pasuk? This is my God, and I glorify him. They're building this place in me. Okay. Let's continue now. Number three. Where is it? Usher, a lot of guys missing. Usher's a Norman. He's an Andrew, a little Mechazi. I keep the momentum. Joseph has Jonathan has a Leviathan. Yet a friend of his grandmother passed away. And so what I suppose got eaten. Now I want to continue now. But Moses says, Megillah, good in the face. And while the Egyptians were drowning, the Malachim come and say, the Malachim want to sing a praise to Hashem. And Hashem turns to them, Kaviyachal. I'm Yudim Beis, and what did you say? Masa Yadnei Tobi Miyam, Vatama Mishira, my creatures are drowning in the sea, and you want to sing songs to Hashem? Yes? You familiar with that, Kamar? Yudim Beis and Megillah. That is why, on the seventh day of Pesach, we want to say Hefala. The seventh day of Pesach, we what? Seventh day of Pesach, we do as what? We do as a separate event, Kriya Samson? Or do we view it as a culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim? You hear the two approaches? How do you view Kriyas Yamsuf? You follow me, Nate? Do you view it as a separate event, or do you view it as a culmination of the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim? So I will tell you, this seems to imply that it is a separate event, because we have to play down this simcha. We had half hollow because there are creatures that died. There's another reason why you say half hollow, also for half hollow moid peso, because there's no new korban every day. I'm like Sukkos. Sukkos has a new korban every day. The Gemara says in Erica. But that's what the Shemole Alekid says. Yes, go ahead. What do you say? Yes, that's what I'm saying. There's no new korban. Right. And Sukkos is new korban. But there's an added reason. You're right. There's an added reason, John, why the seventh day we don't say. Okay? Now, what's interesting is, I want you guys to get this, very important. I understand, don't we see a full howl during the Seder? Weren't there firstborn Mitzvah that died? We actually put our pinky in the cup and dip it in, don't we? The Barbanel says that, even though Rav Svi Ron says the Barbanel never said it, other Gedol HaKroinim said it. We wrote a whole article on that. But we do it, some people do a pointed deal, some do a pinky. I understand. Why don't we say half hour of the Seder? What's the answer? You guys got to get this. The sticker. Because when it comes to Kriyas Yamsuf, there is no chiyuv to relive it. We just remember it. When it comes to Tzias Mitzrayim, Chayiv Adam Lahar Zazatim Kibla Yatsuf Mitzrayim. There's a chiyuv to relive it. When you relive it, you can praise Hashem fully. The problem of Masa Yadnei Tobi Miyam is the Malachim are a sideline figure. If you're a third party, it's not right to do that. Your life wasn't on the line. Our lives wasn't on the line. That's why we say what? That's why we only say half hour. But on the night of the sixth time, we relive it. Our lives were on the line. Even though the firstborn mission died, and we do dip our pinkies, but the bottom line is that we relive it. And since we relive it, despite the fact someone dies, we say a full hour. You got that feeling? You got that feeling? It's an amazing finish. That's the feeling. That is the finish. You hear the sharp difference between the two? That's why I think it fits much better if you claim it as a separate event. Because in a separate event, Kriya Shams, I don't have to relive it. I have to remember it, praise Hashem. But you see, this is something I relive. I have one where the Tatsa Kili Yatsu in the tribe. First, has to relive it. You follow the Kiluk? Please get it down so you remember this. Now, am I Nafkamina whether it's a separate event or not? I just told you one Nafkamina, a full howl or not. I'll give you another Nafkamina. Let's say you have an emergency room doctor. He's davening in the morning, and he just finished Av Yashir, he's about to daven Mishtabel, he's got to run to the hospital to save the guy's life. He works till 2 o'clock in the afternoon to save his life. He says he shouldn't have saved his life, but it's after his man chakras. Was he Yotze Zekel and Tzis Yisrael? How are we Yotze Zekel and Tzis Yisrael every morning? How are we Yotze? Excellent, the third paragraph. This guy didn't say the third paragraph. What did he say though? Az Yosher. Machloik is Magar of Rom, Sam Sofer, whether you Yotze, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and saying Az Yosher. Do you view Az Yosher as a what? Do you view the Shir as a separate event? Or do you view it as a culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim? If it's a separate event, you're not Yotze. If it's a culmination, you'd be Yotze. You follow me? We shouldn't rely on it, but it's interesting. Two Nafkaminas that emerge from this. Now, there is a very interesting shot, and there's like 5-6 answers, the answer is theory. It's not for now. It was once I wrote up a Bas Mitzvah drasha for one of my children, who I learned Mishle with, one of my daughters. There's a theory in two Sukkot Mishle. One pasuk it says, "Ivei Rishayim Mina." When the Rishayim are destroyed, you're supposed to rejoice. And the other pasuk says, "Binfol Yivka Al Tismach." Do not rejoice at the fall of downfall of enemies. So that's a theory. No. So there's different answers. One answer might be, the Gemara says in Megillah, I think it's on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that Haman, you know, led the horse that Mordechai rode around the streets with, right? So how did Mordechai get on the horse? He stepped on the back of Haman. Well, when Mordechai was getting on the what? Back of Haman, he kicked him. Mordechai kicked Haman. So Haman asked him, "Mefal Yivkal Tisma." Haman tracked the cash and asked him, "Mefal Yivkal Tisma." Mordechai quickly answered, Hani Mili be Israel, the Lobo Akram. That's by Jews. If you have a Jewish enemy, you should never have an enemy, God forbid. But you're not supposed to rejoice at his downfall. But Goyim is okay. Mefal Yivkal Tisma. You follow me? So, Lamaisa, maybe Ubi Rishoy Marina is by Goyim, right? Yeah? And Vinfoy Yukadisma is by Jews. So that would be good answer to Stira. Problem is, it doesn't fit with this Gemara. Hashem's yelling at the Malachim, Masayadi told me, tell me, Shira? Those are Goyim, no? I don't know, maybe the answer Malachim are different, though, than Jews, but the Shemuel Alekhet says that trickles down to us by the Seventh-day Adventist. We don't say a full hour. So maybe you'll say before we got to Eretz Yisrael, maybe there's no feud between Jews and Goyim, before Mount Torah, maybe. It's a whole pilpul you can suggest, you know what I mean? But I want to give you a whole new shot on the Gemara, which will be an answer to this Gemara. Do you know what the Rebbe of Heschel says? The Torah Ladas says, B'shem, Rebbe of Heschel. Masayadi told me, wasn't that rhetorical? Masayadi told me, Deborah Mashira? That's a bunch of chops. Shem was giving the picture. What are you doing? No. Masayadi told me, these Egyptians tried to drown us, my creatures. My creatures, the Jews, tried to drown us in the sea. You should what? Right? Masayadi told me, they were trying to what? They were trying to kill the Mitzvah through Shira. Are you familiar with the story about Sanherib? You know, he surrounded Yerushalayim. He had 185,000 guys in the mouth, wiped them out in one night with a Shira Lashem. So the Malachim were trying to kill the Mitzvah with Shira. Hashem says, no, you should do a Midi Kedeged Midi, not through Shira. They tried to drown us, so we should drown them. Yes? I want them to be drowned. So in other words, you don't read it as a question. Hashem is giving them Musar and saying, I want them to be killed, but you should do a Midi Kedeged Midi. Not with a Shira, but with what? Or with drowning, yes. But it's not a kashya, it's a statement for it. That turns around the whole Gemara. That the Gemara, it won't be a mucker anyway for saying half towel anymore. You know what I mean? It won't be a mucker at all, and therefore it answers the stira. Binfola Yivkal Tisma, that's only Jews. Ibe Rishayim Rina, that's Goyim, and that fits in our Gemara, because that Gemara is Taka saying, Hashem said they should be killed, but he killed them in the right way. You hear what I'm saying? That's a whole new shot. You got what I'm saying? It's a Chiddush. Yes, Binyamin.
The only thing about that is they already died. Say that afterward, they're
seeing
the Shira, but
they're in the process of dying.
They're all dead, yeah. I'm not sure if they were all dead.
That's the Kiddush I want to bring out here. Okay, we got that? That's the Kiddush. Okay. Let's continue now. A few more minutes. You know we got a 9:30, we'll break. We got a lot to do, guys. Okay? So much to do. Today we're going to talk, one of the things we got to talk about is if a woman is kosher to be a dying. Okay? We possibly know, but we have to go through it. one of the powers. Okay. You know, our sensory and emotional lift up his staff and stretch out his arm over the opposite road and split it for the Jewish people. The Torah relates, in Pirkei Avot, Pesukim, only then stretch out his hand over the sea in order to do so. A very interesting aura. Did you guys notice that? Did he also raise his staff and was commanded? Doesn't say that he did. Shem said, do that, stretch out, lift up the staff and stretch it out. It says he stretched out his arm. Doesn't say that he stretched out his staff. And if so, then he did. Why was it a mention? Right? And if he didn't, why would he deviate from Hashem's instructions? I missed that. I never noticed that. So the understanding of the Ezekiel says like this. He writes that Moshe did use the staff to split the water. This also seems the opinion of Rashi, Pirkei Avot, Rabbeinu Avichai. It says the word harem, traditionally understood means lift up, can also mean to separate, to set aside, which is supported by the Medrash Rabbah. There were Jews and Egyptians who claimed that Moshe's strength was solely from his staff, in which he had to use to perform the plagues. So Hashem insisted that he split the water with his hand without the assistance of the staff. You follow me? They thought the staff did the plagues. You don't do this with your hand. Kliyakar suggests, so in other words, it could be, so see, Rashi says he used the staff. Targum Edison says he used the staff. But Rebbe Mechai says it doesn't mean lift up, he set aside. You set it aside, because you did that with the staff to what? You did the Makkos with the staff. I want you to use your hand with the splitting of the Red Sea. There were Jews, and therefore, there were Jews and Egyptians who claimed Moshe's strength was solely from the staff, which he had used to perform the plague. So Hashem insisted that he split the water with his hand without the assistance of the staff. Kliyakar suggests that Hashem made this point specifically at this time because he wanted Moshe to perform each miracle in the manner was decreed in heaven. Because the 10 plagues are described as emanating from Hashem's finger, Moshe performed them using a staff, which resembles a finger. The splitting of the Yam Suf is connected to Hashem's hand, Kaviyot. And so he wanted Moshe to split it with his hand without the staff. He wanted to highlight. You know, Hashem has, you ever heard of the concept of anthropomorphism? We attribute human traits to Hashem. He has no body, you know. He says, if you believe that, you're out because we attribute it. And therefore, since it was done with his hand, he wanted to emanate the 10 fingers. So therefore, let Moshe Rabbeinu, the Maisa, he performed it using a staff, which resembles a finger. And therefore, Lamaisa, connected with Hashem's hand. So that shot that Kliyakar says, he wanted it to be done, each miracle in the manner, one Moshe to perform each miracle in the manner was decreed in heaven. And therefore, he says he did use a staff. So most Shita says he did, one Shita, Rebbeinu Avichai, says not that way. Okay. Let's get the following now. When it comes to the parsha of Shalach, the amazing finish that I want to bring out. You know, this is known as Shabbos Shira, and you're supposed to throw out bread to the what? To the birds on Arab Shabbos. Why are you supposed to do that? I see them do it on Shabbos. Yeah, I do it. I do it on Friday, because you're not allowed to feed animals that aren't yours on Shabbos. So this is Rabbanan. But you should do it Arab Shabbos if you remember. I was in Florida last year. I did it on Arab Shabbos by the beach. There were birds there by the trees, a few trees, amazing. But our minhag is to do it Friday. I see them do it on Shabbos. But I want to point out what is the minhag? The minhag is because the birds did a great thing. You know, Dawson and Avim are horrible guys. Hashem said there will not be any month Shabbos morning. You'll get double portion Friday. You know what these guys did in the middle of the night? They spread out man all over the place. So that to contradict Hashem's word that it would be there. The birds came swooping down, eat it all. By the time the Kaisar got up, there was nothing there. They saved the day. And we have to give them a karas atov. We have to give them a karas atov and realize that Amun Bitochon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really in charge. We have to do our establishment, but I thought it was really in charge. Yeah, go ahead.
What does that have to do with Shabbos Shira?
What does that have to do with Shabbos Shira? Because yeah. The mon is in the parsha. This has to do with the mon.
The story is not.
Yeah, his mon is in the story. There are a few themes in the parsha. Malek, mon, Shira, there's major themes. It is in the parsha. Yes, that's why we talked about parsha mon in the beginning. an ocean. So that's why it's so important, the mites. And you have to realize Hashem himself notified us about Shabbos. Hashem notified us about Shabbos, the mites. He did it himself because he told us how much important Shabbos is. That's why Hashem gets so upset at guys with Shabbos. And Hashem is resting. You have to have a limited talk of Hashem created the world and realize Hashem's in charge. By you being with Shabbos, Rashi says you're defying what? You're defying that Hashem is the boy you're able. Hashem watches between 6 days a week, 7 days, you realize that he's in charge. And that's the Kiddush, the mites. That is the Kiddush. But we have to keep in mind, it's Kiddush. Okay? Now, the mites, I was always wondering this. Why do we see Shira in the well? You know, later on, the parts of Shira, that thing. We see Shira in the well. Why do we see Shira in the lawn? What's the answer for that? What do you think? Because Lamaisa, Shira is the opposite of Gaiva. Someone who's a complainer cannot see Shira Lashem. Someone's always complaining and worried about himself and looking to say, this for me, can't praise Hashem. You follow me? They cannot praise Hashem. That was the state that we were in by the month. No Shira. By the well, we were in the state to sing praise to Hashem. By Kriyas Hamsa, we were in the state to sing Hashem. And you want to always try to put yourself in that matzah, guys. If you're a guy that's a singer, not a kvetcher. You want to be a singer, not a kvetcher.
Isn't there also a little kvetcher with the
They complained to Moshe, not to Hashem.
And also he said, go up and do it. And when they started doing it, and they saw, they started praising Hashem. So there was a switch of a state.
And
there was a switch of a state.
You understand, with the mom, it says his daughter's name seven times.
Yeah, seven
it's
times is what does it say there? It's all once.
Mayomer.
Didn't say Pluna, did it? Didn't say food, they were scared. That's how more of a pakat, I would say. Okay, great. Let's break here and got the find you guys. Here's a marvel thing. Got a lot to do, guys. Okay? Okay, I'll show you to get started with Nate and Owen together.